Hello and welcome to the After the Rain podcast. I'm your host, Asha Wild. Here you will find raw, unfiltered, and off-the-cuff stories, observations, reflections that explore the intersection of art, creativity, wellness, culture, society, and money. As a creativity coach, I help artists, performers, writers, and all manner of creative folks dream their biggest, wildest, and most sensational dreams, and then ground those dreams into reality so that they can be set into motion and actually happen. I believe that all of the chaos, entropy, and revolution that we are surrounded by right now can be a catalyst for so much positive change. But without a massive movement of creativity made manifest, we will find ourselves at the mercy of the same types of power structures and outdated egotistical leaders and leadership models that got us here. If we want to rebuild our broken world, we need to expand our own capacity for dreaming to match the challenge at hand. We cannot create a new world without first imagining it. And the imagining takes a special kind of person to accomplish. I started my work to support those people, the creative, rebellious visionaries, the outcasts, the misfits, the people who don't fit in anywhere. My mission is to help them create spaces that fit them perfectly and to create lives and careers that pay them well and allow them to be all of who they want so that they are able to first dream and then create a better world for all of us. Today's episode is the very first, super raw, and originally was just a conversation I was having. It wasn't intended as a podcast, but it seemed perfect, a perfect beginning. If you want to hear more, I invite you to keep listening. And if you'd like to get in touch, you want to maybe become a client, or you're just curious about what my latest offers and doings and creations are, you can find me on Instagram at Asha Wild, A-S-H-A-W-I-L-D, or you can send me an email at asha@ashawild.com. Knowing that my friend is, on paper, one of the safest people, right? White women, on paper, one of the safest, like least likely to get harassed. And yet, part of what stems from that is that there's this cultural oppression of women who are crazy or seem crazy or are outspoken. So there's like, even for one of the most protected sort of categories, it's still not a safe system. It's still easy to like have your rights taken away from you. And be subjected to like just absolute madness. I mean, the reason that she was put in a psych hold is because she requested a lawyer. And she ended up having to wait in a hospital waiting room for 18 hours because they didn't have any type of a psych bed for her. So she was just sitting in a waiting room in the hospital. She was supposed to be on a 24-hour hold for 18 hours before she got put in a hold.
What the hell?
And then on top of that, she ended up making contact with the social worker who actually came out and was talking to her and sort of how this situation started. And the social worker was like, oh, well, the only reason people lie all the time about calling lawyers. And so preemptively, I called the cops who called the paramedics, and that's how you ended up on a psych hold. And like, hopefully you'll be out in time for our appointment to like get your child back. Like it is so fucked up.
What the fuck?
I mean, the levels of fucked up are ridiculous. And then like, you know, she's being just treated terribly in the psych ward of like, the nurses are really condescending. They're, I mean, just the whole thing is so, it's so, and the sort of whiplash of
of being forced, like going and just like literally being in your house with your child, in your backyard with your child, not like just that, to like all of a sudden yanked out of that situation and thrown into this other world is both fucking terrifying to me. And like so deeply entrenched with all of these overlapping like failures in our system.
Yeah.
And I, it's definitely like genuinely really, it's really scary to me. And it is like one of those things that like that can happen from just using your voice, not threatening anyone, not causing any harm, not in the most banal of circumstances, right? Like a disagreement with your neighbor, like a minor disagreement with your neighbor. She literally was telling her neighbor she needed to read feminist theory. She was like, hey, you should read some feminist books. And that neighbor called the cops on her for saying that. And she ended up in the psych ward as a result of that, separated from her child.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's absolute madness. And it's just like one tiny piece of such a complicated picture. It's just like a teeny tiny snapshot. And then if we take that and we layer on top of it all of the shootings that have happened in the last, I mean, cop shootings and just like mass murders and all of the weird ass situations in the last, what, 2 weeks? And then we layer on top of that the fucking bankruptcy thing and the fact that all of these people are going to end up in bankruptcy court and have their lives ruined because of the pandemic or because they got sick. And then like layer on top of that. It's just like, it's so fundamentally wrong. And it is so fundamentally clear that it is not helping the people who need help. And there are so many people profiting off of other people's pain. And in order to even begin to imagine an alternative, that takes a lot of courage and a lot of creativity. Like that takes the spirit, that takes a creative spirit, that takes the spirit of someone who is imaginative and whose spirit hasn't been killed by the system. Like that is a rare thing. And those people are the people that I'm looking for. Those people that have the courage and the imagination and like the desire to change things. Those people are who I'm looking for. Those are the people that I believe deserve to have their voices and their presence elevated. They deserve to be able to access the funds. They deserve to be able to like create in a way that they are unhampered, because that is the, you know, one of the things that I love about sci-fi is just that it addresses so many questions that we can't honestly look at in our society right now, because there's so much stuff around it. And so I've always loved like sci-fi that asks really important questions and that takes societal norms and like twists them just slightly so that you really have to think about things and you have to imagine it. And I think that it's fundamentally such a part of it. It's made me who I am. And I believe that like the part of me that knows that we can imagine something different probably fundamentally stems from as much sci-fi as I've read in my life, honestly. And it takes that type of creativity combined with understanding how the system works, combined with being incredibly like relentlessly hopeful and incredibly relentlessly persistent. I think persistent and resilient, you know, because you just have to keep going, because I mean, especially right now, like, it's so easy to just, like, slide into despair. And we can't afford to have that happen. And I think it's really fundamental that the people that have the ability to imagine our future in a new way are supported, that they have the money to continue to create, that they have the money to create in a way where they're not interfered with, that they have the support and they have the support of the community, that they have the understanding that what they do is valuable, because we don't value artists. We don't value creators. I mean, there's always like a little tier, you know, there's like the top tier of artists and of writers and of whatever. And those are the people that like, but these are things that no, your parents don't support you in. Like your community doesn't always support you. It's regarded as like, there is a stigma around being an artist. Okay, go ahead, do that. But like, nobody's going to value that. I don't value that. Why would you like, you shouldn't really like, you're going to have to find a real job. Like what you're doing, it doesn't actually really matter that much. Those are the messages we get. You know, it's like any type of artistic career, the assumption is that you're doomed to failure. And obviously that's not true for everybody, because we have, you know, we have Beyoncé's, you know, we have Stephen King's, we have incredibly successful creative minds, but there's just an assumption of failure. There's an assumption that you won't be able to support yourself and that you won't be able to like actually contribute in the ways that we value as a society, which is purely financially. And I don't believe any of that.
All right, that's a wrap on the first ever After the Rain podcast. What did you think? You have any other ideas for things you'd like to hear more on? I would love to chat. You can find me on Instagram at Asha Wild, or send me an email at asha@ashawild.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and you'll be hearing from me very soon.